Major League Baseball regular season is over, with a record number of balls leaving the ballpark while fewer fans came into the ballpark for the fourth straight season. That's where we start the Morning Buzzcast for today, Monday, September 30th. I'm Rick Ellington. There's a lot to digest from the end of the MLB season on Sunday. There were a couple of fond farewells. The Giants celebrated the career of manager Bruce Bochy, while the Rangers said goodbye to Globe Life Park after 26 years before they moved next spring into Globe Life Field. There's also a crunching of the numbers that takes place every year this time. The biggest number is 6,776. That's how many home runs were hit this year, shattering the previous record by 11%. 15 different teams set new records for hitting home runs, which might tell you there is something to the criticism of the new balls being used. Perhaps more importantly, though, is the fact that attendance officially is down for this fourth straight season. Sports Business Daily will have a full team-by-team breakdown in today's issue. While it's not a surprise that crowds were down again this year, the numbers, of course, had been showing this track all season, it's notable nonetheless. Rob Manfred is touting that a total of 110 million people came to either major or minor league games this year, and that's a huge number no matter how you slice it. But one question that will gain more attention after the playoffs are complete is how Major League Baseball can try to reverse that downward trend. The fact that games took a record 3 hours and 5 minutes to play won't help in that regard. While the end of the Major League Baseball season doesn't bring about the type of instant change that is seen the day after the NFL season concludes, a couple NL Central teams announced changes that will be coming in the dugout next season. The Cubs formally parted ways with Joe Madden in a move that many people saw coming after the Cubs dived south this September. While Madden's 5 years on the south side is certainly being remembered fondly by the Chicago press, and after all, he did help deliver the team's first World Series championship in over 100 years, a lot is being put on owner Tom Ricketts and his apparent new reluctance to spend money. Meanwhile, Clint Hurdle is out with the Pirates after 9 seasons, but again, it's the front office and ownership that is getting the brunt of the criticism from the local press. With the retirement of both Bochy and the Royals' Ned Yost, along with Andy Green's departure in San Diego, there currently are 5 managerial openings, with more potentially coming in the next few days. We're entering easily the busiest on-field portion of the sports calendar, with October including the postseason for MLB, MLS, and the WNBA. College football and the NFL are certainly well into their seasons, and practice has begun for both college hoops and the NBA. The NHL begins their regular season this week, and there are a couple notes from the ice to get to this morning. The Blues will begin their Stanley Cup defense without the benefit of a final preseason game, as yesterday's matchup in Columbus was canceled after the Blues' charter plane had mechanical issues. Blue Jackets fans who had tickets to yesterday's game will instead get a ticket to a regular season game during this campaign. Not a bad trade-off, if you ask me. Meanwhile, the Predators announced that Bridgestone have officially renewed their naming rights deal for the team's home arena at least through 2030. The Bears and Raiders this week will head to London for the NFL's annual British Invasion, with the novelty here being that this will be the first game played at the new Tottenham Stadium, built with the NFL in mind. The NFL's interest in Europe is clear, while multiple outlets are noting how Germany seems to be the next target on the NFL's radar. One thing to watch is how the league opens up foreign markets to its 32 teams. Ben Fisher, in the latest version of SBJ Football, notes one proposal floating around is that teams would have the chance to lay out a strategic justification for wanting a particular market, as well as a plan to execute there. That would not be limited to just Europe and could include such potential gold mines like China and Japan. Something to keep in mind as talk about the NFL expanding beyond the U.S. starts to pick up this week. That's your Buzzcast for Monday. Hope you have a wonderful end of September.